The opinions expressed by Chad Slagle from Slagle Financial are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
Broadcasting throughout the Midwest, it's the Chad Slagle Show with your host, Chad Slagle. Each week, Chad and his guests share important tips on how retirees can build, protect, and preserve their life savings. It's like training camp for retirees. Chad Slagle is featured each month on KSDK News Channel 5's Ask the Financial Expert and is also the host of the Chad Slagle Show on KMOV Channel 4 Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and is routinely sought out by national financial publications as a leading financial expert. Here he is to educate and empower you to make better decisions with your hard-earned dollars, the host of the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement, full-time financial advisor and part-time coach, Chad Slagle.
Good evening and welcome into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. On the clipboard this week, we're going to talk about mastery of your portfolio and exactly what that means. And on the hot seat this week, joining us is Ms. Melody Juge, who is Managing Director of Life Income Management. And on Chalk Talk this week, we're going to talk about the three phases of your financial life, how to tell what phase of life you're currently in, and what tools you should be using. So sit back and relax. The Chad Slagle Show starts now.
I'm Chad Slagle. I believe financial planning is about educating people and empowering them to make better decisions with their hard-earned dollars.
Coaching gives me satisfaction from watching a player succeed and get better.
You need an experienced team around you. The best coaches have great assistant coaches. I have brought a lot of the techniques and structure I learned from playing and coaching football,
play that second one again,
and apply them to the world of investing. My goal now is to coach as many individuals and families as I can on how to get successfully to and through retirement.
Welcome in, folks. I'm the coach, Chad Slagle. Joining me is my colleague and co-host, Mr. Chad Tobin. And what we want to talk about this week on our clipboard segment is mastery of your portfolio. And what does mastery mean to you? Mastery, Chad, by definitions, means you have done something over 10,000 times and you have mastered it. To me, I think about what does mastery mean. To me, it means being able to do something automatic without thinking about that. In other words, you don't think, you react. And I think about this. I think about playing football. You know, when I was a safety, I would have to come up and fill the gap, if you will, and there'd be a tackle or a guard, a 300-pound tackle or guard leading up. And I didn't have time to think. I had to react. I had to put my shoulder pad to his thigh pad and blow the block up. To me, that's mastery, where you don't think about something, you just react and it happens.
Well, and Coach, that kind of reminds me sometimes of really going back and playing some sports. And, you know, I played basketball in high school and college, and, you know, I was a short little guard. So a lot of times the end of the games, the free throws came to be very important. And, you know, you get a little nervous. You're the one on the free throw line. But at the end of the day, you have to go back to all the preparation and all the practice that you put in and really just let your body react in that moment. And I think that's important.
So after practice, Chad, you know, you shoot those 50, 100 free throws every practice, and you're like, why am I doing this? Because when the game's on the line, you got people screaming, you got thousands of fans yelling at you, and the game's on the line, you don't think, you react. You get up there, you do your couple of dribbles, you shoot the shot, it goes in. It's basically you've mastered the art of doing that. And we talk about what does that have to do with investing and financial planning. We're constantly talking on this show about how to master and be the master of your portfolio. In other words, you should be able to develop a game plan with your portfolio when you retire and not have to think about it. It's automatically set up and working the way that you want. You know you have an income plan set up for the rest of your life. You know that you have money set aside for your kids and your grandkids if wealth transfer is a concern to you. You know that if you're 58, 60 years of age, you've sat down, you've built a game plan, so you know in 2 or 4 years or whenever you want to retire that you have that game plan set up and you don't have to worry about it. It automatically happens.
Well, and Coach, this is something that's so important. You know, we have people coming in to the office, listening to the show, and really calling with questions, and they have those similar questions. I'm 2 to 5 years from retirement. You know, I need to start building that game plan now, and I think we're going to talk on the hot seat. We're going to talk in Chalk Talk about why it's so important to really be proactive and build that game plan so it can feel like you've mastered part of that portfolio, so to speak.
Yeah, so on Chalk Talk, that's right. We're going to talk about understanding, number one, what phase of life you're in, explaining the three phases, and also what tools you should be using and how they work in each and every phase. But before we get to that, Chad, as you mentioned, on the hot seat joining us when we come back is going to be Miss Melody Juge, who is the Managing Director of Life Income Management. We're going to get her perspective on when and how to build that right game plan for your retirement. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Chad Slagle Show.
Your host, the coach, Chad Slagle, enjoy.
I'll be with you guys in just a few minutes.
When it comes to your health, your life, your family, your home, and your hard-earned dollars, of course you want to make sure you're working with that sharp, energetic, knowledgeable individual that is always looking out for your best interest.
On such short notice, appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's time to get your financial house in order.
This is the new age of retirement planning.
In the Wall Street world, that's what they talk about. You got to have
equity. Back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement.
We are Slagle Financial. Call now, 888-294-9248.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Chad Slagle and what Chad is going to do for you to maximize your retirement dollar. And I'm talking about 17 years solely focused on retirement dollars and solely focused on maximizing that kind of money. Now, listen, he's got his eye only on making sure that you're making the most of your retirement dollar. So, yeah, there are a lot of good financial guys out there, but some of them are spread pretty thin and don't really know the ins and outs of the game, don't know how the game is played. Chad can be your shepherd. He's the guy who's on every Sunday here at FM News Talk 97.1 advising you on your retirement money, what to do with it, whether or not you're about to retire, whether or not you're just newly retired, or whether or not you've been retired for a couple of years, just not comfortable with the returns. Chad's the guy who's going to massage that and make it work for you. Slagle Financial, S-L-A-G-L-E financial.com.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. This week on our Hot Seat segment, joining me is Miss Melody Juge, who is the Managing Director of Life Income Management. We're going to get her perspective on retirement and building that proper game plan to get you successfully to and through retirement. Melody, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us.
Thank you, Chad. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, I guess, first of all, let's go ahead and jump in. I know that I've read a lot of your articles in Retirement Watch. You know, I know you're a retire mentor, MSN Money, and various periodicals, Wall Street Journal. I want to talk a little bit about why do you write the articles and what are you trying to accomplish with those articles?
The reason I write those articles, they asked me, and trying to bring sensible awareness to the issues of retirement as a whole topic, as a main focus point.
So more for education, if you will, right?
Exactly.
Very good.
Exactly. So many people in our industry are selling products. That retirement planning needs to be all-inclusive, where you focus on the results that you want and you back up and procure the product to meet the need.
You know, that's a very good point. And again, you write a lot about life planning and the importance of this. How does life planning relate to retirement income planning, which for people who are retired or getting ready to retire, that is their biggest concern, making sure they have that income to last throughout the rest of their life. So how does that, you know, when we talk about life planning and income planning, how are those two the same?
Because planning for retirement, the only way you can run out of income is if you are living beyond your means. The biggest problem you have in planning, creating a retirement plan, is knowing exactly how much money you're going to need. And in 31 years, I have only met three people who know exactly how much it costs them a month to live. I'm talking exactly. And I believe in creating two budgets. One is the basic life survival budget, and the second one is a lifestyle budget. And when you combine the two, that's the amount of money you need. But if we have, if there's a medical crisis, or if there's a severe depression, and your money may not have been allocated properly, like for so many in 2008 that were invested in Lehman bonds, you know how to move. You know how to take certain things out of your budget, because people are reactionary. Fundamentally, they're emotional. They approach everything, including money, from an emotional perspective rather than from a practical numbers perspective.
Absolutely right, and we've talked about that several times on this show, what we call behavioral economics.
Folks, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, have at least $250,000 in assets, we encourage you to give us a call at our offices, 888-294-9248, to take advantage of a 15-minute phone consultation. And if you qualify, you can actually sit down with an advisor at our office in Creve Coeur, Edwardsville, or Sunset Hills, and sit down with an advisor face-to-face, eye-to-eye, to analyze your risk level, answer your questions, and make sure that you're on that right track to get you successfully to and through retirement. Or you can go to chadslegelshow.com to request your very own consumer's guide to finding the right retirement coach, which is an essential guide to developing your winning game plan. Again, that's chadslegelshow.com.
But I want to jump in and let's talk about the three different phases of your financial life. It often requires different guides to help you plan for each individual phase that you have. And a question many ask is, how do I choose a financial advisor to help me with the retirement planning process? Can you shed some light on this for our viewers?
I think you have to choose someone who has experience. I have a vast national client base because I've been around for 31 years and I was second generation. And that has a lot of power behind it, because to be working with somebody who may be very good at what they do, but they're 35 years old, they may not be able to relate to what's going on. The other issue is licensing. So many people get involved in just buying an insurance product or just buying mutual funds or getting a stockbroker for stock investing. People need to understand the difference in the licensing and to procure someone to help them that has a comprehensive approach, because you never really know what product you're going to need to get the result you want until you're deeply involved in your methodology for retirement.
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have that advisor that has the whole universe at their financial fingertips, whatever phase of life you're in and whatever tools you may use. And we're actually going to talk a little bit about that later. But I know that you write several articles related to women. And one that you have here is off of MSN Money. And it says, why women should plan to live to be 100 years of age. And one of the biggest concerns we see with the people that we meet day in and day out is, number one, if we have the typical couple that are from that baby boomer generation, you know, the man usually takes care of all the finances and the wife really has no idea. But and to me, I see that as a huge problem. As you mentioned here, number one, women are supposed to outlive the men. So they need to know what's going on with those portfolios, know what kind of risk they're taking, know the fees they're paying. But also, it's the man's responsibility, if he is going to do that, to make sure if something happens to him, that she is taken care of. So talk a little bit about that, living to be 100, and what women should be doing to protect themselves.
I'd be happy to check. I go by statistics. 85% of all women age 65 and older will be left to fend for themselves financially. The key to forward planning for women is to make sure an advisor was chosen that they like and can communicate with. And I have a resource company called Huge Girl, and it's at hugegirls.com. And various people in the industry write for that. And what that is just simply a resource center. Because I handle the wives when I'm working with couples, I make sure the wife has basic education in the event, and a likely event, that the husband predeceases her. she can actually have a conversation with me and have a general idea of what's going on. You know, our industry, generally speaking, is not helpful in this because the verbiage, the nomenclature, if you will, that we use is off the charts. You know, it's very difficult for anyone to follow. Just reading an annuity contract, you know, is enough to throw somebody into orbit. So I think having somebody who's kind and who's willing to take the time to give the spouse who needs the education, the basic education, and then little by little their voice is heard in meetings, in the annual review, and they gain a sense of confidence. That's the key to this. This is why women who shy away from it, they feel like they don't understand it. But it's not really true. They've been running household budgets for 40 years. It's the words they don't know. They don't understand what the words mean. So it takes time. It takes a little extra time. It takes dedication, and it takes a tremendous amount of kindness.
And one last thing that you actually, in this article, you say less than 74% of all women over the age of 50 have an advisor to help walk them through the process. And I think that's the thing, sitting down with them, educating them on their investments, on the tools that are available, and exactly what those terms mean.
Exactly. But also a warning to women. You have to be proactive. You've got to take a step out. You have your intuition going for you. Most women have a very strong intuition. That's God-given. That comes from the maternal instinct. When you're talking to somebody, if there's something about that person that ruffles your feathers, you go on to the next person until you find a person you're comfortable with. Not a person who's using the fanciest words, not the person who's putting on the best show, but the person you are personally most comfortable with, very much like how you choose friends. You know, you're at a party,
right.
You can meet 100 people, but there's that one person you just hit it off with.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's what they're looking for in advisor.
Very well said. It kind of goes off what we were talking about before with mastery. You don't have to think about it. You just react. You know that you have something in common. You connect with those people. That's very, very good point. Well, I want to thank you very much for all the articles that you write, the education that you put out there, because that's the important thing, is educating people, women, men, both, all retirees and pre-retirees, on their investments and exactly what they want their money to do for them and what tools are out there to help them. So, Melody, thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to having you on the show again soon.
Thank you very much, Chad. It was my pleasure.
You bet. Folks, stay with us. When we come back here on the Chad Slagle Show, we're going to talk about the three phases of your financial life and what tools you should be using in each and every phase. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's go.
He's such an involved dad. He's always telling the kids stories. I remember when so-and-so said I couldn't do this or I didn't make this team.
Everybody in here.
That's what drives him. In our family, we always tell our kids to stick up for each other, stand behind one another. He feels it's his role to provide and keep us safe, to make sure that the kids are taken care of. A lot of Chad's clients have the same traditional values, and he bonds with them. Each family has a different set of circumstances, and each family is unique and different. The common thread between all of Chad's clients is that they want the best for their family, just as he would our own family.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. On Chalk Talk this week, what we want to jump into and talk about are what we call the three phases of your financial life and exactly how you should be investing in each and every phase. And Chad, this is something that we think is so important. It's number one, understanding what phase of life that you're in and understanding the three phases in general. So that's what we want to jump in and we want to talk about now. Number one is what we call the accumulation phase. And the accumulation phase starts at about age 20. When we start working, we start accumulating that wealth. So hopefully we can get to the point where we can eventually retire. And there's two parts to accumulation, Chad, early accumulation and later accumulation.
Well, and Coach, this is something that obviously you're when your mindset is in this accumulation phase, this is what I call your, it's growth focused, and it's all about growth and growing that portfolio and that nest egg. And you can be in this phase for probably 30 plus years or more. And as you mentioned, you know, at the beginning of the phase, you're working, you're saving, and really there's a lot of things that don't enter your mind that do enter at the end of that phase as well.
Absolutely. You know, Chad, I think about phases of life that I'm in. Our youngest, we have four kids, and our youngest is just now, she'll start kindergarten next year. So we're now, I don't want to say empty nesters, but we don't have kids at home anymore, or my wife doesn't, so we're entering that next phase. So now I'm start thinking about retiring and setting money to the side where I wasn't thinking about that before. So you have an early accumulation. Now, the later accumulation is when you get to the point that you're 50, 55 years of age, and you want to retire in 5 to 10 years. Now you really start focusing about, you know, maybe taking a little more less risk with that money, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit about later. But number two, the preservation phase, and that's more income focused. When you retire, now you have this nest egg, and now you have to make sure this money lasts throughout the rest of your life.
Well, and just as Melody had mentioned, you know, this is something that you need to determine how much monthly income is needed every single month, that she talked about, you know, your essential life expenses. And then you determine what your lifestyle goals would be and really determine what those dreams and goals in retirement you set up were.
Absolutely. And number three is that distribution phase of life, Chad. That point when you decide to walk out on life, you want to make sure that your assets are passed on to your children, your grandchildren, your church, whoever your beneficiaries may be, in the most tax efficient and most tax advantageous manner.
Well, this is something we talk about. I mean, I think a good question to ask yourself, and anybody that has had a loved one pass away and you've inherited some assets, is would you rather have Uncle Sam in that cookie jar with his hand trying to take some of those dollars out, or would you rather have that money being left to you in the most tax advantageous manner? And I would assume the second is the
absolutely
most important.
And we've shared and referred to on past shows the Wall Street Journal article that talks about the advisor that gets you to retirement may not be the right one to get you through them. And Chad, this refers to the different investment mindsets that are out there and the change for most investors.
Yeah, I think it's you know, a normal average person that is in that accumulation phase, they're working and saving and raising that family, and they enter that preservation phase. You know, this is that transition phase, and it's just natural for that mindset to make that shift as well, because, you know, some of the different dreams and goals are changing, and your risk tolerance is changing as well.
Absolutely. So as you change from each and different phase, number one, you have to change the way that you think, but you also have to change the tools that you're using in each and every phase. And that's what we want to talk about. You know, you talk about, Chad, building your financial house requires many different tools. Some that you use at 30, you're not going to want to use when you're 60.
Absolutely. I think the tools in the accumulation phase, if you think about really building your own house, you know, there's so many different rooms, so many different styles of unique ideas that are going to create need different tools.
Right.
And I think each different phase that you go through, you're going to need to use different investment vehicles to accomplish that.
So let's jump in. Let's talk about a good guide to use when investing in each and every phase. Of course, that accumulation phase when you're 25, 30, 35 years of age, number one, you can afford to take more risk. You can afford the ups and downs of the market. Why? Because you have income coming in from an hourly or wage or a salary. So if you lose 10, 15, 20% of your money, it's not as big a deal because you have that new money coming in. But also, if you're 35 years of age, you're not going to retire for another 25, 30 years. You also have time on your side as well. But we talk about those tools. Of course, your individual stocks, preferred stocks, maybe mutual funds, index funds, maybe some real estate, commodities, variable annuities, REITs. These are some higher risk tools or vehicles that are out there that you can invest in, but you can afford to take more risk because of the income and time that you have.
Folks, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, have at least $250,000 in assets, we encourage you to give us a call at our offices, 888-294-9248, to take advantage of a 15-minute phone consultation. And if you qualify, you can actually sit down with an advisor at our office in Creve Coeur, Edwardsville, or Sunset Hills, and sit down with an advisor face-to-face, eye-to-eye, to analyze your risk level, answer your questions, and make sure that you're on that right track to get you successfully to and through retirement. Or you can go to chadslegelshow.com to request your very own consumer's guide to finding the right retirement coach, which is an essential guide to developing your winning game plan. Again, that's chadslegelshow.com.
we go back to the simple term dollar cost averaging. And when you're throwing money on a monthly basis into these kind of tools that are more aggressive risk nature, when you put your money in them, it's going to allow you to ride out a lot of the ups and the downs because you're adding money at different times throughout over a period of time. So I think it's good when things are going really good with the markets, but it can also be kind of miserable when things go bad.
Yeah, absolutely right. Number two is that preservation phase, some of the tools you're going to use there. This is the time, you know, when you get a couple, maybe 5 years from retirement, 2 years from retirement, if you're already retired, now you need to start thinking about, hey, I want to lock these gains in. I have this nest egg. Now it's time for me to start de-risking that portfolio. You want to look at some things, maybe at some munis, some tax-free munis, different types of bonds, maybe some fixed annuities, some treasury bonds. But also, you still want to have some of your money still on that risky side in stocks and an actively managed account. Probably once you have this wealth, you don't want to invest in those open-end mutual funds anymore. Those more for the dollar cost averaging time. Now it's more about holding on and making sure your money grows for you. And the whole thing in this phase of life, Chad, is you want to focus on capital preservation, holding on to what you have with growth, either for income now or income in the future.
Well, and this phase is so unique and different than the accumulation phase because people don't realize that in this preservation phase, instead of adding money to these accounts, so often now you're having to pull income, you have to draw money from these accounts, and you're not adding as well. And so the ups and the downs of the market really are magnified in this phase when you're not really adding money. And so it's so important, as we talk about, to really build that financial house and build that solid foundation to get you through the tough times.
And number three, of course, the distribution phase. You want to make sure that if you have IRAs or qualified accounts or set up as a multi-generational IRA so they can be passed on to your kids and not to the IRS, but also with life insurance and long-term care, Chad. And that brings me to a couple strategy plays for your playbook this week. Number one, getting your financial house in order, entering that crossover period from that accumulation to the preservation. You want to make sure that, as Melody was talking about, you have those three buckets of money. That first bucket is that secure bucket, that you know that money's coming in each and every month to pay for your bills, to pay for your taxes, to pay for your wants and needs. And then that extra bucket is what we call maybe that growth bucket or that dream bucket. You have extra monies there, where maybe some of that money's in the market because you can afford the ups and the downs. And of course, Chad, the last one is the preservation phase also ignites proactive planning as well.
Well, and real quick here, I do believe, I mean, once you enter and you enter that crossroad period of the accumulation of preservation, you've got to think about protecting these assets, protecting that nest egg you've worked so hard for. So legacy planning, long-term care planning, Medicare planning, these are all very important.
As well as life insurance, long-term care. You know, a lot of people don't want to pay those premiums for 20 to 30 years and be out all that money. You get a life insurance. If you don't need the long-term care, it goes tax-free to your beneficiaries or long-term care rider on there, so it does cover you for nursing home, home health care, or assisted living facilities. Some tools that you need to be using depending on what phase of life that you're in. Folks, stay with us. When we come back here on the Chad Slagle Show, we're going to talk about three things to remember and to take away from today's show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your host, the coach, Chad Slagle, and join
us. I'll be with you guys in just a few minutes.
When it comes to your health, your life, your family, your home, and your hard-earned dollars. Of course you want to make sure you're working with that sharp, energetic, knowledgeable individual that is always looking out for your best interest.
On such short notice, appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's time to get your financial house in order.
This is the new age of retirement planning.
In the Wall Street world, that's what they talk about. You got
to
have
equity. Come back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement.
We are Slagle Financial. Call now, 888-294-9248.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Chad Slagle and what Chad is going to do for you to maximize your retirement dollar. And I'm talking about 17 years solely focused on retirement dollars and solely focused on maximizing that kind of money. Now, listen, he's got his eye only on making sure that you're making the most of your retirement dollar. So, yeah, there are a lot of good financial guys out there, but some of them are spread pretty thin and don't really know the ins and outs of the game, don't know how the game is played. Chad can be your shepherd. He's the guy who's on every Sunday here at FM News Talk 97.1, advising you on your retirement money, what to do with it, whether or not you're about to retire, whether or not you're just newly retired, or whether or not you've been retired for a couple of years, just not comfortable with the returns. Chad's the guy who's going to massage that and make it work for you. Slagle Financial, S-L-A-G-L-E financial.com.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. I am your host, the coach, Chad Slagle. Joining me for this segment is our good friend, Mr. Jay Randolph, legendary sports broadcaster, Cardinals announcer. Jay, thanks a lot for taking time to visit with us tonight.
Oh, I always enjoy being with you, Chad. Thank you.
You know, we always get on here, and you and I discuss a little bit off the air what we want to talk about with sports, whether it be the Cardinals, whether it be the Blues, the Rams, whether it be golf, whatever it may be. But what I want to talk about tonight is what we were talking a little bit about off the air is parity. And I want to talk about a couple different sports. Of course, I want to talk about major leagues. There's really not that strong team out there in the National League or the American League. I want to talk a little bit about that. But I also want to talk about golf and a lot of parity. And let's go ahead and start there. You know, in the past, of course, there usually was a Tiger Woods who was dominating, Phil Mickelson. But really what we see in the golf world is Mickelson's down, Tiger's not even playing. Talk a little bit about the U.S. Open and as well as golf in general this year. And really, is there anybody that stands out?
Well, there are some wonderful players out there, Chad, really wonderful players, talented. Guys that can go out and shoot 63 on par 72 golf courses. But as I look at the professional golf situation today, both the men's game and the women's game, so many great international players are now on the scene. Last week we had two fellows from Japan in a playoff for the PGA event. And this week, of course, as you mentioned, the U.S. Open is going to be played, the second of the majors. It's being played at one of the truly great venues in all of golf, Pinehurst No. 2 in Pinehurst, North Carolina. And a very unusual situation. The United States Golf Association has decided this year to play the men's championship this week at Pinehurst No. 2, and then next week they will play the women's open at Pinehurst No. 2. So it's fascinating that their two number one events in men's and women's golf in the United States are being played on the same course and back-to-back in 2 weeks. It's very interesting. But, you know, I think that we've seen Adam Scott come and be the number one player in the world, the talented kid from Australia, and he is a terrific player. But we have so many guys now that are just stepping up. Young Jordan Spieth, the kid from Texas, he's yet to win, but he looks like he's going to be a winner. He seems to be in contention every week. Jim Furyk's had a little spell here where he's played a lot better. And certainly he would love to win a major at Pinehurst. But all in all, it's really fascinating to me that there is so much parity in the game today. And when I say parity, I don't mean that the golf is not good. It's fabulous golf that they're playing. But the whole scene of professional golf is changing. Stacey Lewis now has jumped into the ladies' game and started to play very well. Also, Michelle Wee is beginning to play the kind of golf that we expected from her. But it's an ever-changing scene out there, and I'm just fascinated to see what happens these next 2 weeks in our Open Championships.
Now, let me ask you a question, Jay. You said it's rare that they do that, the men's and women's back-to-back. Has that ever been done before?
Not to my knowledge.
Wow.
I'd have to go back and look in the books, but I have never, in my memory, certainly in all of the years that I played and all of the years that I covered golf, I have never known for a Open Championship for the men and women to be held at the same golf course in the same year.
Wow, it is impressive. Well, let's switch gears here a little bit. Let's talk about the parity in the major leagues. We talked about the Cardinals, you know, playing average baseball. But really, as you mentioned earlier, all of the major league teams out there, none of them are really standing out right now.
That's true. Nobody's running away with it at the moment. And I keep looking. Certainly Toronto has been very hot in the American League. And the Giants have played very well over in the National League. The Oakland A's have played pretty well, but I can't find a team where, at this point in the proceedings, and we're a little past one-third of the season, I can't find a team where I could really point to that team and say, this is the team, or this team is going to make the playoffs. There is just a tremendous amount of talent in baseball, and home run hitting is down, the pitching seems to be up, and it's going to be, I think if it continues along this way, it's going to be a fascinating September, I'll tell you, in both leagues.
Yeah, it really will. And, you know, I don't know if what you see around the other major league teams, I mean, I still look at the Cardinals. I think they're still trying to find their footing, you know, as injuries, as pitchers. You know, they are up one night, the next night they're down. You don't know what to expect. And I guess, like you said, it's only the first third of the season. The key is, if this is the last third of the season, then we should be concerned. But really not so much right now, as long as they can stay in the thick of it.
No, and Matheny's had his hands full with so many talented players. And now that Tavares has been brought up and playing the outfield, I think everybody's happy to see this young talent, and he is a tremendous prospect. But they've struggled both with their starting pitching a little bit, and certainly struggled with the bullpen recently, and I don't think any of us saw that coming. So it's just a case where they haven't performed, I don't think, up to their ability. I think they will, and I still think that the Cardinals are the team to beat in the National League's Central Division. But there's a lot of baseball to be played, and I'm fascinated, as I said, to see who gets the job done, because there is just so many teams that seem to be able to beat the other one night and then come back and lose the next night.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, and it sounds like the managers this year are earning their money. So,
oh, they are, no question about that, and the general managers. And, of course, the trading deadline will be coming up here in about 6 weeks, and it'll be interesting to see what teams are making moves. I imagine that some of these very talented young players on the Cardinals roster are going to be possible trade bait. There are a lot of general managers looking at this talent and hoping maybe they can make a deal to improve their clubs.
Yeah, we actually, my son, we had a tournament down in Memphis. My 13-year-old son, we had a tournament down there, and we had the opportunity to go watch the Memphis Redbirds, of course, our Triple-A team. And I tell you, there's a couple of players down there. One that really stands out to me is Piscotty. He's an outfielder as well as a DH. And I tell you what, he's a phenomenal talent. I've been to two games this year down in Memphis, and each one I've been to, he's really, really hitting the ball well.
Well, he was up with the big club for a short time, and I'm sure we'll see him again in the not-too-distant future. There's going to be some movement because, as I say, there's a lot of very talented outfielders, a lot of very talented players on that Redbirds roster, and you can't keep them all.
Yeah, unfortunately, you got to try to pick the good ones and then let the rest go and see if we can get somebody for them. Well, Jay, thanks a lot for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week and getting your knowledge on the sports world.
All right, thanks so much, Chad. Good luck. Have a great week.
Folks, stay with us. When we come back here on the Chad Slagle Show, we're going to talk about three important things to remember and to take away from today's show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's go. He's such an involved dad. He's always telling the kids stories. I remember when so-and-so said I couldn't do this or I didn't make this team. That's what drives him. In our family, we always tell our kids to stick up for each other, stand behind one another. He feels it's his role to provide and keep us safe, to make sure that the kids are taken care of. A lot of Chad's clients have the same traditional values, and he bonds with them.
Each family has a different set of circumstances, and each family is unique and different. The common thread between all of Chad's clients is that they want the best for their family, just as he would our own family.
Welcome back into the Chad Slagle Show, coaching you to and through retirement. Takeaways from today's show that we want you to remember. Number one would be mastery. Set up your portfolio and your accounts so you don't have to think about it. They automatically are just working with what you want. You're being proactive with those accounts. You're not reacting to what happens in the market. Number two, Chad, would be to educate yourself on your investments, exactly what investments you have, what you want your money to do for you, and understand what phase of life that you're currently in. And number three, understand that you want to be working with an advisor, as Melody talked about, that has the whole financial universe at their fingertips, that has all three worlds of investing. Talk a little bit about that, Chad.
Well, and I think it's so important. As we talked about the old Wall Street Journal article, the financial pro to get you to your golden years may not be the right one to get you through them. And I just think it's important to really find that guy that you can relate with, you can communicate with, that can also work in all three worlds and bring the proper tools that you need.
And the three worlds, of course, are the insurance world, the banking world, and the Wall Street world. And again, make sure they have all of those at their fingertips to do what is in your best interest. Speaking of what's in your best interest, folks, it all comes back to one thing, and that's educating yourself. And speaking of educating yourself, coming up in your area on May 27th, we have a workshop in South County, another one June 3rd in South County as well, and the 18th and 25th. In Chesterfield. For more information, call 888-294-9248 or go to chadslagleshow.com. Success is waking up in the morning, whoever you are, wherever you are, however old or young, and bounding out of bed because there's something out there that you love to do, that you believe in, that you're good at, and you can hardly wait to get at it again today. At Slagle Financial, realize that this is bigger than our team. It's about educating you, the public, and our wonderful clients, and empowering you to make better decisions with your hard-earned dollars. For our guest this week, Miss Melody Juge. For my colleague, Chad Tobin, this is the coach, Chad Slagle. Thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to visiting with each and every one of you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about Chad Slagle and what Chad is going to do for you to maximize your retirement dollar. And I'm talking about 17 years solely focused on retirement dollars and solely focused on maximizing that kind of money. Now, listen, he's got his eye only on making sure that you're making the most of your retirement dollar. So, yeah, there are a lot of good financial guys out there, but some of them are spread pretty thin and don't really know the ins and outs of the game, don't know how the game is played. Chad can be your shepherd. He's the guy who's on every Sunday here at FM News Talk 97.1 advising you on your retirement money, what to do with it, whether or not you're about to retire, whether or not you're just newly retired, or whether or not you've been retired for a couple of years, just not comfortable with the returns. Chad's the guy who's going to massage that and make it work for you. Slagle Financial, SLAGLE Financial.com.